Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scout Show. And here presiding for Arthur Godfrey is our star, Joey Brown.
Thank you. Thank you very... Say, what a lovely, pretty audience. This is the first time in a long while I've worked to an audience that's prettier than I am. You know, really, ladies and gentlemen, I'm enjoying being on Talent Scouts a great deal. A great deal. It's grand to be doing something that's so much fun and still helping a lot of young talent go where they want to go and do the things that they do. And I've enjoyed it a great deal. I mean that sincerely. I've had so many letters and telegrams. I have to read a few. You don't mind if I read just a couple of them to you. There's about last week's show. Here's a deal. This is a good one. It says, Dear Joe, this is from Denver, Colorado, and signed a fan. I met him before once. Dear Joe, saw you last Monday on Talent Scouts. You were wonderful. Sorry you didn't win.
Brilliant.
Well, wait, I got here's a telegram. Here's one from Arlington, Virginia, signed Mary Jane Reinhardt, Marymount School. Well, that's a good one. Says, Dear Joe. She says, it's amazing how different you are on Talent Scouts from the way you are in the movies. I think you have a real dual personality. It's the silliest thing. You ought to see the way she spells dual. D-U-L-L. Marymount College girl. Oh, yeah, and here's the I have a telegram here from an old, very old and a very dear friend of mine, Mike Horning, the mayor of Holgate, Ohio. Holgate, Ohio. That's where I was born. Well, I was born. Really? I didn't just grow. I did. Really, that's a lovely little town. 1,105 people. 1,105 people when I was born. There's 1,105 people now. That's consistency for you. Of course, it's not like New York. I know that. Look, you take away New York's theaters, their bright lights, the crowds, Broadway, Times Square, Radio City, subways, and the tall buildings, and what have you got? Holgate, Ohio. You know, when I lived in the Holgate, they used to have a curfew. They used to ring a curfew at 9 o'clock every night. Had to cut it out. Used to wake people up. Of course, that was before night baseball. Baseball. You know, they're going south already. The teams are already going training camps. Yes, I don't think I'll play this year. Oh, there's nothing to laugh at. I could. I wound up my major league career about 3 years ago. I played with the Cleveland Indians under the name of Thurman Tucker. Next year, I'm going to manage the Cardinals, the St. Louis Cardinals, under the name of Stanky. Of course, we won't spell it that way. That's kind of a silly... I tell you, I was really good hit that potato when I played ball. I really had a reputation for hitting. I was the only man in the world that ever played baseball that had to take a full swing at a ball to bunt. I hit for height, not distance. Other hitters... Hit them out that way. That me, I hit them straight up. I'll never forget, I could hit a ball so high that one season I brought down 7 storms. That takes a little time. I know that. But really, I had an experience. I was playing with Wapakoneta in the Iron Mountain Range League in Ohio. I hit a ball in the first game of a doubleheader, my first time at bat, I hit a ball so high that I wasn't put out until the 9th inning of the 2nd game. Oh, my brother Mike was a pretty good ball player, too. Well, he wasn't a good ball player. As a matter of fact, he was pretty, but he was so bad, he couldn't tell a ball from a strike. So they made an umpire out of him. Now, I think it's about time we get on to the talent scouts. You know, we had a lot of fun. No, I enjoyed it. Let's have the first talent scout, Miss Marcella Lally. Miss Lally? Miss Lally? Come right in. Come right up there and sit right down. Well, Miss Lally, what do you do? Have you any business of any kind, Miss Lally?
Oh, it's rather serious business. I supervise music in a public school system.
In Utica, New York.
You teach music? You're the supervisor of all the schools?
And the music.
Is that so? Isn't that fine? Well, how long have you been doing this sort of work?
Well, about 5 years.
5 years. Yeah. That's a lovely work, too. I'll tell you that. Yeah. When you're working with youngsters and helping them do something, that makes it all worthwhile. Do you sing yourself?
Yes, I used to. I'll put it that way.
Well, to whom do you consider, this is a silly question maybe, but whom do you consider the great singers of opera, of classical music, and bebop, popular music? Don't have to mention my name at all.
Well, if I of course, it's all personal. I like Berling, and I like Helen Traubel and Wagner.
What about the popular?
And I don't know. I just heard Gertrude Lawrence singing in The King and I certainly like that.
She certainly was good, and she is good. And when did you meet the talent that you're going to bring here?
Well, you see, I taught in high school in Utica for a good many years.
Who are they? What are the names of the boys, first?
The first tenor is James Bantham, and the second is Bob Jones. The baritone is James Davis, and the bass is Self Roberts.
I would judge from that they are singers. Did you teach these boys?
I taught them in the high school when I had the choir there. They were all members of my choir. And after they had been in World War II and came back, they organized this quartet.
All these boys were in the service.
That's right.
Overseas, too.
That's right.
I understand. Well, that's fine. Well, what are they going to sing?
Well, this may seem strange that I, who am representing music education, and yet I'm down here and getting a big kick out of it, presenting them in a song called There's Nothing Like a Dame.
Give that to you, did they? Well, Miss Lally, let's bring out. What are their names?
James Van.
No, no, what is the name? Bring out the Corsairs and let the ladies and gentlemen here and the people around the country see them and enjoy them, the Corsairs.
We got sunlight on the sand, we got moonlight on the sea, we got mangoes and bananas you can pick right off the tree, we got volleyball and ping pong and a lot of dandy games. What ain't we got? We ain't got dames. We get packages from home, we get movies, we get shows, we get speeches from our skipper and advice from Tokyo Rose. We get letters, dolls, and perfume, we get dizzy from the smell. What don't we get? You know darn well.
We've got nothing to put on a clean white suit for.
We got nothing to look masculine and cute for.
There is nothing like a dame, nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a dame. We feel lonely and we long for the fair and gentle sex. We would like to feel the feeling of some arms around our necks. We feel hungry as a wolf out when he met Red Riding Hood. What don't we feel? We don't feel good.
Lots of things in life are beautiful, but brother, there is one particular thing that is nothing whatsoever in any way, shape, or form like any other.
There is nothing like a dame, nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a dame. There are no books like a dame, and nothing looks like a dame. There are no drinks like a dame, and nothing thinks like a dame, and nothing acts like a dame, or attracts like a dame. There ain't a thing that's wrong with any man here that can't be cured by putting him near a girly, womanly, female, feminine dame. We
have talent. Ladies and gentlemen, isn't that just grand? I enjoyed them a great deal. And now, Mrs. Vivian Wright. Mrs. Vivian Wright.
There we go.
Come right there. There you are. And welcome. Well, how do you do, Mrs. Wright? Welcome to our show. And where are you from, Mrs. Wright?
I'm from South Carolina.
Speak right up. I'll put that over there so it'll help
I'm
you a little bit.
I'm from South Carolina, but I'm living in New York at present.
You speak right along, right on up. Right on up. Don't be afraid of it. Speak right up. You're from South Carolina originally, but now
Yes. You're
a New Yorker.
That's right.
Oh, then they speak loud here in New York.
Oh, they do.
That's right. They don't have the elevators anymore.
Okay.
And this is... What do you do? What do you do? Have you a job of some kind?
I'm a housewife.
You're a housewife. That's
right.
All you do. Just you're strictly a housewife,
yes.
Huh?
take care of my little girl.
Well, what did you do down in South Carolina?
Well, I taught school.
You taught school?
Yes.
Primary. We just had a lady in here before that taught school. This is a good lot of class tonight. This is... Oh, forgive me. How long have you been married? I says here, how long have you been married? I haven't even found out that you're married.
Oh, I've been married 8 years.
You're married 8 years?
Yes.
What kind of a family have you?
Oh, I have a little girl, 3.5 years old.
Mm-hmm. How many in your immediate family?
Three. There's three.
No, I mean in your other family, brothers and sisters, you had?
Oh, I have three brothers and three sisters.
Three brothers and three sisters. Well, isn't that a nice family? And who is this talent that you brought here tonight for us?
My sister.
Your sister?
Yes.
And what is her name?
Viola Acosta.
Viola Acosta. That's what does she do?
Well, she sings.
She sings.
That's right.
Are you at all responsible for her?
Well, I encouraged her.
You encouraged her.
Yes.
I see. Well, I certainly, as a matter of fact, I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I heard her this afternoon and she is grand, so I don't have to say I hope she's going to be good. But we'll bring Viola, and thank you very kindly before we bring on the talent. Thank you for coming and thank you for bringing this sister of yours.
Thank
Viola
you.
Acosta.
So you ran into my former fiancé. You saw him dancing last night in some cafe. Gee, I haven't seen him since a year ago. And there are so many things I'm dying to know. Not that I really care. I know our love affair can never be. But how did he look? Did he seem happy while they were dancing? Did he whisper things in her ear? And did he light her cigarette? Was he attentive the way he used to be with me? Oh, what was she like? Was she attractive? Was there a smile upon his face? Or did he seem bored? Not that I really care. I know our love affair can never be. But how did he look? And did he? About me.
Thank you. Wasn't that grand, ladies and gentlemen? I'm sorry that I got just a little bit behind schedule, so we have to push along and bring on Miss Charlotte Lux. Lux, our third talent scout. And sit right down. I suppose everybody asked you if you're good with bagels and cream cheese.
Everybody.
All right, then I won't. Have you any children? Are you married, Miss Lux?
I'm Mrs. Loxton. I have a little girl.
You're Mrs. Loxton. You have a little girl.
And I have a problem with her.
You do?
She's got red hair, and they call her Red Locks.
I got it. Well, I'm sorry that I can't talk to you much longer, because I want to get to your talent. And what about it?
Well, I brought...
Who have you brought us?
I brought a comedian named Harvey Sheldon. I think he's very good.
What is his experience?
He's worked at the Rainbow Inn in New Brunswick, New Jersey. He's worked the Lowe's and RKO Theater Circuits. And he's worked the Borscht Circuit for 10 years.
The Borscht Circuit.
Yes, and he's done some radio work, too.
Well, a lot of great comedians have come from the Borscht Circuit. Danny Kaye, and I know a lot of them, and they've been fine. And I'm looking forward to seeing him and bringing him out here. And so his name is what?
Harvey Sheldon.
Harvey Sheldon, ladies and gentlemen.
When you're smiling, keep on smiling. Now, there's a beautiful song, especially if you got teeth. Talking about teeth, I met a friend of mine the other day. I says, how come you look so bad? He says, well, I just spent $400 for a set of false teeth and they don't fit. I said, what? You spent $400 for a set of false teeth and they don't fit in your mouth? He says, who's talking about the mouth? They don't fit in the glass. I just got back from Florida. I had to go to Florida. Who can afford an overcoat? Florida is a beautiful place. I love the atmosphere, the water, the hotels. It's gorgeous. The only thing I can't stand, the $12 goes so fast. It's expensive. Next year, I'll leave my family home. I had a beautiful room overlooking a sink. Why, on a clear day, you could see my bed. Well, I finally left Florida. After all, I couldn't take it with me. And I got back to New York, and your trains are so crowded, it's terrible. I walk into the subway to sit down and read my paper, and the guy on the right of me looks over my shoulder and says, will you kindly turn the page? I'm through with the sports section. The guy on the left of me says, don't turn the page. I'm a slow reader. I get to the next station. My paper walks out on me. I'm walking out the subway. This panhandler rushes up to me. He says, can you spare a dime for a cup of coffee? I'm in a hurry. I says, what's your hurry? He says, I'm double parked. Honestly, I walk into a restaurant to eat. I sit down. A waiter walks over. I says, waiter, have you got any spare ribs? He says, no, I'm built like everybody else. I order a steak. I wrestle with it for 20 minutes. I can't eat it. I says, waiter, this steak is tough. Take it away. He says, I'm sorry. It's too late. You bent the gravy. I says, where's the manager? He says, don't look for him. He won't eat it either. I says, look, you take the steak and hit the chef over the head with it. He says, I'm sorry. You'll have to wait. There's a plate of lamb chops before you. Finally, I got a little ice cream for dessert, and I found a fly in it. I says, waiter, what's the fly doing in the ice cream? He looks down at me and says, it's my business if he likes winter sports. I got so excited, I walked out. I forgot to take the salt shakers. So I took an overcoat. I walk out and try the coat on. I find a guy inside the coat. He must have got there before me. Finally, I look down at him. I says, what are you doing here? He says, don't get excited. I got bad news for you. I says, what happened? He says, your uncle was just killed by a weasel. I says, my uncle was killed by a weasel? How did my uncle get killed by a weasel? He says, the train was coming. He didn't hear the weasel. So when you're smiling, oh, keep on smiling, for the whole world smiles at you.
Harvey Sheldon, comedian. And now, ladies and gentlemen, our next talent scout, Miss Merle Muskow.
Miss Muskow, how's
your day? Here I am running way behind the schedule, and I can't spend too much time to you, and I'm awfully sorry. I want to apologize, Miss Muskow. What kind of a name is that, by the way?
It's Hungarian.
Hungarian? What does it mean?
Uh-oh.
Does it have a meaning?
Yes, it does. It means Russian in Hungarian, but we're not Russian.
You're not by any chance a school teacher, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm a part-time secretary.
Well, how did you meet your talent?
I met her at the Cook County Hospital in Chicago, Illinois. She was singing for the children out there.
And what were you doing?
I read to the children a couple
times. Well, isn't that grand, ladies and gentlemen? I think that's swell. Well, what is it? Thank you very kindly. I have to rush. I'm awfully sorry to do this, too. But what is the youngster's name?
Winifred Heckman, and she's sung for the San Carlo Opera Company, the Chicago Opera Company, the Philadelphia La Scala Opera Company, and she's done the Rodgers and Hammerstein concert tours. And she's done television and radio. and she'd like to sing the Metropolitan Opera.
Well, you're a good sport. And what is her name?
Winifred Heckman.
Winifred Heckman. Thank you.
If you've been in Havana, you have heard a dreamy tune. When you think of Havana, you recall this dreamy tune. If you dance in Havana, you've caught its funny rhythm that made your senses stray. Night and day, use that fascinating melody they play.
Finale time when all the artists come back for a little reprise, and you, the audience, will tell us which one is the winner by your applause. Please, no weaseling. Just, you can scream and applaud all you want, and here is the first, the Corsairs.
There is nothing like a day.
Next, our pop singer, Viola Acosta.
How did he love?
And now our comic, Harvey Sheldon.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, with taxes as they are today, it's tough. Comes the end of the money, I still got months left over.
And our final performer, soprano Winifred Heckman.
Siboney!
Well, the first winners, ladies, there were two winners, incidentally. Here they are, two again.
No, there's just one.
Which is it?
There's just one. It's Viola Acosta.
Viola Acosta is the winner.
You have been listening to Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scout Show with Joey Brown substituting for Arthur Godfrey on tonight's program. Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scout is developed by Arthur Mansfield and produced by Larry Puck and Jack Carney. Join us again next week when Talent Scouts will appear in another quest for the best in new talent and entertainment. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.